What's up, folks? My name is Victor Cruz, and I'm the founder of the Victor Cruz Acting Studio, conveniently located in Times Square in New York City. Now, today we are going to cover the five key ingredients for a successful self-tape audition. That's right. A lot of you folks may be thinking about it. How do I make a successful self-tape audition? And here it is. Now, for folks who don't know what a self-tape audition is, self-tape auditions have become very popular. I mean, it is very common today that casting directors will request actors to put themselves on tape for auditions for film, TV, commercials, and so much more. Some actors might actually go to a studio where a studio who provides the service where they can put them on tape. They can also coach the actors and kind of do a lot of the heavy lifting so the actor can just focus on what they do best, which is play characters and play them well. So here at the Victor Cruz Acting Studio, we offer that service and we service many different actors around New York City. And we've got folks that come in from Los Angeles. We also have people from around the world that come to the studio for self-tapes. And it's really convenient here because we not only put you on tape, we edit the tape for you. We do a basic color correct. We do a basic sound mix. We then upload the final cut of your self-tape and we submit it or we email it to you via WeTransfer. And sometimes actors can't or don't have enough time for you to send it to them so that they can then send it to their representation. And so in that case, we can do that for you here. So the first key ingredient for a successful self-tape audition is going to be, number one, be prepared. Be prepared, okay? If you get the script a few days in advance, utilize that time to work on your script. Don't wait till the last minute to do it. Listen, we're all guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. I'm sharing it with you because these were mistakes that I was doing in the beginning. But now I'm all about making sure that as soon as I get that script, I'm working on it. So even if you get it the day before, even if you get it hours before, work on it. Find time. Now, you might say, Vic, look, I'm a single parent or I'm a parent. I have kids or I work and it's very hard for me to try to find time to do it. Then that's understandable. That's realistic. I get it. Trust me, I'm a parent myself and time can be very limited because you have family, you've got responsibilities, you've got work, but find pockets of time. There's always pockets of time. I think what it is, we make excuses. We say that we don't have time, but we do. We honestly do. And when I look at my day sometimes, I say, you know, there was plenty of time to actually prepare for this, but I didn't give myself the time. I got caught up in my head thinking that there wasn't enough time to do it, and so that's where I stayed. I put more investment in the negative thinking versus in just the doing of it, right? So be prepared. Make sure that you've read the script, that you understand it, absorb it, work on it, have it in your system. And honestly, when you think about it, it's a waste of time if you show up not prepared, if you show up to do a self-tape. If you go to a studio, which is, you know, here you are sacrificing and investing money into your future, that's even more of a reason to really be prepared. But honestly, it doesn't really matter if you look at it that way. You should always be prepared. Even if you invite a friend over or someone you know to give you the time to be your reader or to operate the camera or your phone, you know, honor their time by being prepared because they're there to support you. And the same thing applies when you go to an audition and you're there with the casting director. Respect the time that's been given to you because honestly, you know, you've been given a great opportunity to be in a room where you can show the very best of who you are. And for whatever reason, you've decided, you know, not to fully prepare. So that's a major one. And one last thing I want you to keep in mind is that whatever the audition is, you know, you're not trying to book just this job, this particular job, that one job. You're also, what you're really doing is, and this is a really good piece of advice that my spiritual teacher, Guru Enlightenment, gave me a long time ago, which is, it's not about this job. It's about leaving such a strong impression that the casting directors will never forget you. And you'll always be in that room for, you know, for other jobs that are right for you. So keep that in mind every time you go into that room, or in this sense, we're talking about self-tape auditions, do your very best. Give it everything that you got, because this, every time you submit a tape to casting, it leaves an impression, you know, especially the way that it looks. You know, is the sound good? Does it look good? You know, can we see the actor? You know, just all these different elements leave an impression with casting directors. So I would consider, you know, just be prepared and definitely invest in the presentation of yourself. That's major. So number one, be prepared. I can't emphasize that enough. Number two, show up for yourself early, at least 15 minutes, right? It's like when you go to an audition, don't show up. I definitely don't show up late, but don't show up just at the time of your audition, because you don't have enough time to take a breath, to just take a moment to breathe and get into your zone. So then you're ready to walk into that room. So with self-tape auditions, it's the same thing, right? Make sure you're in the zone. Make sure you're in a place where breathe, you're focused, you're prepared. And when you step in to do that self-tape audition, you're ready to rock and you're going to give your very best. You're not bringing in the residuals of you know, what just happened the moment before, which has nothing to do with that character or the situation. Number three, rehearsal is your homework. Rehearsal is your homework. What does that mean? Is that rehearsal, or trying to figure out how you're going to do the scene or how you're going to execute it, should not be happening at the self-tape session. You should do that at home. Because honestly, if you save that for the self-tape session, you're using that time. You're going to use up all your time in trying to figure out what it is that you need to do. And that's a waste of time for you and for anybody that's working with you. Number four, be off book. Be off book. You know, some casting directors will say, I don't mind that you're on, you know, with the script for the first time you come in. But definitely be very familiar. I would say be off book. It's kind of become my practice for the past 10 years. I do my very best to be off book. Once in a while, I might get the material so last minute that I need it. And that's just what it is. That's a reality and that's realistic. But if you have the time, like we were talking about earlier about being prepared, then there's no reason for you not to be off book. Have it in your system. Because what's cool about that is that it does something for you. It gives you confidence. It gives you belief in self. And the things I'm talking about are not about ego and pride. This is just about you believing in yourself because you feel good. You're prepared. Being prepared is such a great thing. When you walk in there, you're ready to kick butt. And you got to think about it like this. You are, when you're doing a self-tape audition, you are the casting director, in a sense, for that short period of time. And a lot of actors think the casting directors are, for some reason, especially in the beginning, I don't know why this is, but people think that casting directors are against the actor. It's almost like casting directors don't want you to win. And that's actually not true at all. Casting directors are hoping and praying that you're the person. They put you on that list. You came in because the casting director said, yeah, I want to see that person. And you come in. Now, there are, of course, other situations where you have sort of open calls and maybe casting doesn't know everybody who's coming in. There's other situations. But I'm talking about specifically when a casting director has invited you to audition, they're hoping that you're the person. So just like the casting director, you, the actor, needs to root for yourself. Root for yourself. And show up and bring out the very best. And then there's number five, trust. This is probably the most important ingredient I find in a self-tape or in a regular audition or across the board in life. This is like the best, because when you trust yourself, you actually open the door to all sorts of possibilities.